Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Debbins on Demand. It is Monday, June 27th. I don't know about you, but I love when couples create their own wedding ceremony that really reflects the two of them. Like when you go to a wedding and it just feels like, yes, this makes sense for this particular couple. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, but I went to a wedding this past weekend. I was actually in the wedding, a good friend of mine getting married, where instead of lighting like a unity candle or something like that, you know, people, they'll have like a unity candle, or I've seen people do like unity sand. I don't know if that's what you call it, but they'll have like one jar of sand and another jar of sand, and they pour it into another jar and then they shake it up and it's like, oh, we're unified. Anyways, a lot of couples will do like a unity thing of some kind. But instead of doing any of the ones I've ever seen before, they did a unity shot ski. And if you don't know what a shot ski is, that's one of those skis that has shot glasses in it, so two people can take shots of alcohol at the same time. Yeah, they took shots during the wedding ceremony of Jack Fire, because apparently that's like their favorite liquor. It was amazing. I'd never seen it. And the minister, she was like, this is the first time I've ever seen this. This is definitely unique. It was super fun. Speaking of weddings, when it comes to weddings and taking photos at the wedding or any formal event really in which you're taking a lot of photos, it seems like very often girls are trying to get guys to empty things out of their pockets because apparently it doesn't look good in the photo to have your phone or your wallet in the picture. There's an anti-pocket sentiment very often at weddings until later on in the night when those same girls don't feel like carrying their phone anymore. So they make you put their phone into your pocket along with your phone. Then the opinion on the pocket seems to change as the night goes on. They become very pro stuff in my pockets all of a sudden. It's very inconsistent. Confusing. Maybe I'm alone on that. I don't know. Anyone else have that experience? No, just me. Great. You and your friends may smell alike, and you might not even realize it. There's a new study that has found that people are more likely to have and make new friends with people who have a similar body odor. So how do they ever figure that out? They didn't just like go around sniffing people. Well, sort of, actually. So in an experiment, they had people stay on their own, away from their partner and their pets, basically isolated for a little bit prior to the experiment to just make sure it was only their scent that was picked up. And then they had them wear white t-shirts that were provided to them, so they weren't pre-scented in any way. Then they used computer and human analysis, which I'm guessing human analysis here is actually they just sniffed, to compare the smells on the shirts then that they got back. And the odor signatures of friends were statistically more likely to be closely matched than odors between non-friends. And here's where it gets even more bizarre. There was another experiment where they had people mingle with a series of strangers in close proximity for a few minutes. And then afterwards, they asked who they felt like they clicked with. And the smell analysis predicted 77% of the people who clicked were because of they had similar smells. 77% of the time, the smell analysis could predict who was going to click based on the smells. And 68% of cases were both sides said they did not click. I just thought that was bizarre. Do you feel like you even have a smell? I feel like I smell like nothing. But there's definitely people, I can't be the only one here who has a friend or a family member who has like a distinct smell. I have actually, the buddy of mine who got married over the weekend, he's a great example. I can tell, this is going to sound weird, I actually hope he's not listening, and I don't mean it in a weird way. I can tell when he's been in a room, though. And I don't think it is his cologne, because growing up, his family's house had that same smell. And it's weirdly a good smell. It's not like a gross, like you need to bathe smell. It's kind of like a sweet potpourri kind of, it's, I mean, It's a good thing because you could have a bad smell, but it's a good smell and it's very distinctive. And I wonder how many of us have that and don't even realize it, because you're not going to just go around asking your friends like, hey, what do I smell like? Although I do encourage you to. I might start doing that and then I'll report back and I'll let you know if people say that I have a smell. Today's thing you could buy if you had a lot of money and just wanted to buy random things. The city of Rochester is putting two of its parking garages up for sale. You could buy a parking garage or two. Honestly, though, you know what the amount that some of the parking garages in the city charge for a monthly pass? You might be better off just buying the whole thing. Back when I used to, like, I'm going into work sometimes now, and we've moved to this hybrid model. So I'm not paying for the monthly pass like I did pre-pandemic, because it doesn't make sense. I'm not going in every day. But when I was, it was $120 a month to park in the city garage at High Falls. $120 a month, which means that when the pandemic hit and, we just moved to that hybrid model, I saved thousands of dollars by not parking. Isn't that absurd? Like, when you really add it up that way. Today's National Ice Cream Cake Day, by the way. What a phenomenal invention. They took two amazing things, cake and ice cream, and they put them together. Whoever first put those two things together, I do believe should have a Nobel Prize. And if they don't have one, I think it's a travesty. I really do. Today's also National Onion Day, but please don't celebrate those things together. Do not make an onion ice cream cake. That is a crime. And if you're going to Florida at all this summer, if you're taking a vacation down there, make sure to not turn your car's radio too loud. Starting July 1st, you can actually get a ticket if the music from your car can be heard from a distance of 25 feet away or more. You can get an actual ticket. It seems a little subjective, though, to be like, it can be heard from 25 feet away, because not everyone has the same level of hearing. Like, is the person writing the ticket in their late 80s or their early 20s? I mean, like, those two things are very different. I feel like even a 25-year-old and a 65-year-old or 55-year-old probably hear a little differently. So I feel like it's a little subjective to be like, that's too loud. I know a lot of people who would be like, that's too loud. And some other people would say, turn it up. Another random fact for you before we get out of here. About 6% of couples who get divorced wind up remarrying each other, which seems like a very expensive way to have a very long argument. Very expensive. Anyways, have a good night. Another Debbins on Demand for you right here tomorrow afternoon. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!